Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for seeing get underway. Can your business lay a foundation for a self-expression movement that motivates women to love and express their true selves?
Valerie Ray and Joy Fennell believe they can. They developed the 125 Collection, a new way of thinking about lifestyle accessories and home goods.
Valerie Ray and Joy Fennell have a fascinating startup story focused on helping your lifestyle to reflect your individuality with one's personal space and products.
Valerie and Joy's 125 Collection is a New York City lifestyle brand that fuses fun, fashion, and individuality into their products.
So greetings, Valerie Ray and Joy Fennell. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Thanks for coming on our show.
Have we got all the technical difficulties worked out yet?
I think we're all good.
Well, you look great, but we're working on it here. So how's everything in New York?
It's good. We're getting ready for this nor'easter.
Yeah. Wow.
We got hit with ours in the Midwest here a few days ago.
We just had a snowstorm. Yep.
Oh, that's coming our way.
Oh, good luck.
Well, all engines ahead standard. At the end of today's show, we'll share with you our best home-based business tip. Today's tip: what is one of the best ways to optimize your marketing? Stay tuned and we'll give you the answer at the end of today's show.
At Home Business, we love startups. We're all about the great startup stories. Valerie and Joy, as a startup company, how did you gain momentum and start to build your brand?
We started building our brand actually at a pop-up shop in Brooklyn. And we were able to kind of establish our customer base that way. By doing that, we were able to minimize overhead. So by being at this pop-up on the weekends, we did our research to find local pop-ups in the New York City area and trying to really find one that fit the demographic. Those shoppers are the people that would buy our candles. So every weekend for a year, we set up shop in the same place, and we kind of started to gain momentum that way. By being at that pop-up shop, we met buyers, we met magazine beauty editors. There's so many people that come to that pop-up shop, whether the exposure we received in building the brand was either through, obtaining customers or just getting coverage in other ways by, you know, the people that were visiting.
Hey, I love that. That's a cool term, pop-up shop. Now, what exactly does that mean? With a pop-up, it's like a kiosk.
It's basically like a nuanced way of saying flea market. But the businesses that are there are a little bit more higher end, in that you come in and you bring your product in and you rent space from the shop. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of different businesses in one place under one roof.
So this is great. I like hearing about this. You're home-based, your business home-based, but you get out and meet your customers face-to-face. And that's a lot of times with home businesses that meet their customers, they're providing a service. In your case, you're out selling products, and that's a great way of doing it. Have you worked that into any online sales and marketing, or is it pretty much still face-to-face with customers on your pop-up shop?
Well, the thing is, we are technically home-based. When we would do the pop-ups, those would be on the weekends. Mm. So we will actually have our product in front of the customer on the weekends. So just to make sure you know, we are a home-based business because we, you know, like we have the boxes here, we fulfill the product, we do everything right here in our homes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, fascinating. Entrepreneurs who start up businesses, you know, learn so much, and not just about their businesses. Valerie and Joy, what are some of the things you have learned from being your own business owners?
I think for me, I've learned that you just have to be super flexible and adjust because things change, needs change, design, packaging. In our case, our candles, the scents, we need to change those as well. So for me, the biggest learn is just really being, flexible and listening to our customers and making adjustments where we can. Mm-hmm.
Do you get ideas for new products and new product lines, from your customers?
Absolutely. For our products, so our candles are catered to three different personalities. So one personality is like a spicy, edgy personality. Mm-hmm. Another line of quotes are more like sweet quotes. And then the third line of quotes are the spirit quotes. So when we started the business, we started with a lot of the edgier quotes, like we're New Yorkers, we're going to have like funny, edgy quotes. Yeah. But as we started speaking with our customers, they were like, well, I like these, but I want to give something to my mom, and that may not be appropriate. To adjust and add, more lines, some people, there's quite a few different things that customers have told us and suggested that we've actually, took up their suggestions and did that in our product line.
Yeah. So I like that. You've actually divided your product line up on sort of like the personality or the preference of your customer. And so you're selling kind of the same thing. You're just modifying a little bit to fit each one of those groups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that way there's something for everyone. If you're not an edgier person or you're a sweet person or there's something for everyone. And because these can be self-mantra statement pieces, or they're also very great gifts, you can always find something for that special someone in your life, whoever it is. There should be a candle that speaks to them.
Yeah. And the great thing about it is when we do have people that are shopping for gifts, they do think about their friends or their family, and they're like, oh, this one, I can see this person as this candle, or I can see this person as that candle. So it definitely works out for everyone.
How's the referrals going? It sounds like you're interacting, meeting a lot of people. Does that, lead to referral business, which we always recommend is the best way of gaining new customers?
Yeah, I would definitely think that it does help ourselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will see it and they'll ask their family or their friends. They're like, oh, where did you get this candle from? Or they'll see you on Instagram or something like that. And they definitely want to know, where is this candle located and how can I get one? And we always get emails all the time from someone who's seen it or read about it in a publication or something like that.
Oh, so you're getting some publicity and some press then. That's great too.
Yes. We've actually, the thing about it is one of the things we did when we first kind of started, probably like 6 months in, is we did secure a publicity team. So that definitely helps us.
Right. Well, hey, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, City America. City America will help you to manage your own city directory website for your area. Keep 100% of sales income. City America provides ongoing support and training. Only one site available per city, so contact City America today to see if your city is available. For more information, call 800-858-9870 or visit cityamerica.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Now, there's not any one roadmap for startup success. You learn a lot from the challenges others have gone through in the past. Valerie and Joy, what advice would you give to young women trying to start up a new business?
That's a great question. I mean, where should we start? I think one of the things I personally would say is, definitely talk to someone outside of yourself and try to just get advice or possibly a mentorship, because I think that definitely helps you to just not only with product packaging, product placement, all of those things definitely help someone, even financing. There's so many great tools out here and great people out here that are like books. They want to help and they want to really see your business succeed.
Yeah. Do you have some good mentors when you got started? Did anybody in particular come to mind that helped you get the business launched?
I think for us, the great thing about Valerie and I is that it's two of us. So we're able to bounce ideas off of each other. We also did utilize a lot of the services. We're located in Harlem, so we did utilize a lot of the Harlem-based business services, as well as and also the New York City business solutions as well. Mm-hmm. So that helped us a lot.
Well, that opens up a good line there. So you're making what would be called some business-to-business sales, where you're also able to sell to other business owners. And that's always great to expand that way.
Yes, I think for us, because we are a home-based business and we are an e-commerce business, I think the hardest part of the business is finding, getting people to find your website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tell me about it. Like anybody's challenge, how do you get your website out there? No matter how much effort you put into it, it's still like there's room for improvement.
It's very difficult. So what helps us balance that in those challenging times when the website may not be getting enough traffic is to go out, hit the pavement, and hit stores. And once, you know, we really try to be strategic in picking these stores where we look and see what they sell. We look and see what their kind of aesthetic is of their store and see if we're a good fit. And then we approach them with our product. And then that's how we start our wholesale accounts.
So, oh, you get the wholesale. That's great.
So the wholesale really has helped sustain us, during those months where the traffic to the website is a little slower.
Yeah.
So we're constantly trying to increase accounts, trying to open more accounts across the country. New York is easy because that's our home base, but getting into other cities is where we our next focus is as far as stores.
Hey, have you gone on any road trips? Gone to like some of the larger urban areas and either outside of New York and see if, visit people in person?
Yes, we're working on it. We're working on it. And we're also working on trying to secure a booth at a trade show in, a different part of the country. So mm-hmm. that way you have buyers from those smaller boutiques, because that's kind of our target, business that we're looking for. I mean, we would love to be in a big department store or mm-hmm. a large retailer, but boutiques is kind of like the easiest thing to easiest consumer to connect with right now. Yeah. So we do plan on going on the road, hopefully for this summer.
Hey, maybe Walmart. My gosh, that just like, they end up being kingmakers on things they pick. But it sounds like you got a great product with a good fit in a lot of places.
So what about your online efforts? Back to that, you say that you have difficulties with traffic. Have you vamped up your SEO tactics or have any other strategies for building up your online presence?
So with the online traffic, I mean, so when we're referring to difficulties with online traffic, we're mainly discussing when we first started, mm-hmm. Because it's harder, you're just you're out there. You want to make sure that people know that you're there. So this past holiday, we definitely used a consultant agency to help us maximize our visual online so that people will start to, and also visual on Instagram and Facebook as well, with online ads or promotions. And we definitely stepped up that part of our business, and we definitely saw a shift in our business once we did that.
Yeah, I think for us too, working on with social media, trying to build that audience and create that mm-hmm. following prior to a big holiday is even better versus waiting until the holiday happens. And it's like, oh, hey, here we
yes.
are. Where mm-hmm. we want to have that following them already, yeah. now when, it's kind of in between holiday season and before wedding season, we really want to gain momentum and traffic on our social media. So that way, when it is time for them to buy that gift, whether it's for a wedding or a birthday or before the holidays, they know where to go.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing it the right way. So many people get started and say, hey, I need visitors. What do I do today? But you have to lay a plan out and implement that long before you need the traffic and work at it each day.
Yeah, so true. Absolutely. So true. And that's been a learning experience for us. I mean, because when we first started,
it was always a challenge of trying to get in front of the eight ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And trying, because you always feel like you always feel like you're late to the game, mm-hmm. So now we're actively working to get in front of it and make sure that we're in front. And we're also strategizing our months ahead.
Well, if you figure out how to get in front of the game, you let me know. We'll have another podcast on that because I can't. I'm always like five steps behind.
We're working on scents for a holiday, so we're right.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, sounds like you're having some fun here. Running a business is not all work. No play. We all have some specific things we like about our business. Valerie and Joy, what are your favorite parts of being a business owner, being business owners?
I personally like the flexibility of it. It's a different type of flexibility. Like, you're working all the time, but you're not necessarily working like a 9-to-5. So I personally like that part of it. I also like the creativity of it. I love seeing like how it's been fascinating to me to see actually how a business takes shape and also how to scale a business is very interesting to me as well.
Yeah, I think for me, it's some of the same things as well, but also interacting with the consumers mm-hmm. and also doing business with other businesses and collaborations and things like that. I absolutely love that. Creating custom quotes and things mm-hmm. like that for other businesses so their consumers will like it, you know. So there's so many things I like about it, but those are probably the biggest.
Yes.
So you like interacting and, you know, there's always a challenge with, getting sucked into the business and taking up so much time. Be able to, you know, build some breaks into there
we're working on work-life balancing. I mean, yeah. I can't say I don't do a good job at that, but I am trying.
Yeah,
we all need to work at that.
We're trying, but work-life balance has been
a challenge.
It's been a challenge, primarily because
it's a challenge.
Because you want to do it, but at the same time, it's like, okay, go to the movies, go to dinner, do something. Yeah.
Get your laundry done. I know how it goes. Well, great. So all successful entrepreneurs have to overcome many challenges to climb the mountain to business success. Valerie and Joy, what did you all find to be the hardest part of being an entrepreneur?
I think for me, and I think just the challenge with a lot of small businesses is when you get to a point where you have people that are interested in your products, you have businesses that are interested in your products, and if you are ready to kind of fulfill and take on that next level of business. For us, we are a home-based business. The candles at one point were hand-poured, and then it's like, how do we get our product to a point where we can then sell it at wholesale so that it could be available to more consumers. And it's just really, for me personally, it's just scaling, not ordering too much, not ordering too little, making sure everything is ready and available on time before these big, we're preparing for wedding season. So what do we need to do and how far in advance do we need to be ready for that? Mm-hmm. So,
now, have you outsourced most of the manufacturing of the candles or do you still do some of that in-house yourself That would seem to be kind of a challenge.
Done with us here. So the packaging, the labeling, shipping, all of that is still home-based.
Great.
Yeah.
We don't want you to move into like a store. You got to keep this home-based so that that's the great way to go. Well, Valerie Ray and Joy Fennell, this has been a great discussion on your business startup success. Do you have any final points you'd like to share with our audience?
I would just say, just keep pushing and, keep going out there and meeting people and also keep discussing your business with people because a lot of times we tend to not want to say anything to anyone, and I think that sometimes could hinder us a little bit. We, of course, don't want to give out trade secrets or anything like that, but, sometimes your best thing is to actually say what you're doing, and then that way you might meet someone else who might be able to help you along the way.
Yeah. Valerie Ray and Joy Fennell, thank you for being such great guests on our Home Business Podcast.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
To learn more about Valerie Ray and Joy Fennell and 125 Collection, visit our podcast website at homebusinessmag.com for more information.
Okay, the answer to today's home business tip. What is one of the best ways to optimize your marketing? Track your return on investment for each way that you market. Simply divide revenue generated by cost and see which type of marketing gives you the best return. Drop poor performers and increase investments into the return on investments that are giving you the best performance. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors as well. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.